Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a Republican state senator says he believes Republicans will craft a budget by the July 1st deadline, despite a breakdown in talks between their legislative leaders and Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Plus, we'll hear from Governor Evers in the weekly Democratic radio address as he celebrates Pride Month in Wisconsin. And we'll look ahead to events unfolding this week and later in the month of June, and also look ahead to OneFest August 1st in Cadott. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, in this week's Republican radio address, Republican State Senator Dan Fehan of Fond du Lac says he believes Republicans will craft a budget by the July 1st deadline, despite a breakdown in talks between their legislative leaders and Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Over the past several weeks, my Republican colleagues on the Joint Finance Committee have been hard at work crafting the next state budget. And since April, we've been engaging in good faith in negotiations with Governor Evers and his staff, trying to build a bipartisan framework. Unfortunately, those talks have reached an impasse. Both sides came to the table willing to find compromise, but at the end of the day, the governor's spending priorities go far beyond what taxpayers can afford. Even so, we're moving forward. Republicans have crafted three consecutive budgets that were signed into law by this governor, and we're confident we'll deliver another one that's responsible and that he'll sign. Our focus remains the same: delivering a budget that respects taxpayers, funds our obligations, and works for all Wisconsinites. That includes investing in long overdue technology upgrades and ensuring agencies are actually responsive to the people they serve. At the same time, we're cutting waste, eliminating vacant positions, and rejecting efforts to grow government with temporary roles that should have ended years ago. While our goal remains to have a budget presented to the governor by July 1st, the state government will not shut down if it is not ready by then. We will instead continue to operate at the base level until the next budget bill is signed into law. There is still more to do, but we are committed to building a smaller, smarter, more efficient government, and this budget is a major step in that direction.
Republican State Senator Dan Fehan of Fond du Lac with this week's Republican radio address. Meanwhile, in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Tony Evers celebrates the start of Pride Month, promising he'll fight to protect the rights of all LGBTQ plus Wisconsinites. The Democratic governor says he's jazzed to be kicking off the 7th annual Pride celebration in the Badger State. Although it's the 7th year celebrating Pride in Wisconsin, Evers points out it's the 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage across the country.
So today and this June, we're celebrating 10 years of visibility, 10 years of love, and 10 years of continued bravery, activism, and advocacy together.
Evers says,
folks, when the Pride flag flies above the people's house, it sends a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin recognizes and celebrates LGBTQ Wisconsinites and Americans.
Evers says Wisconsin has always led the way in the fight for LGBTQ liberty and equality, and he says we are not going to turn back now. He says in this state we only know one direction to go, and that's forward.
So we will not be silent. We will not be quiet. We will fight not just to protect the rights and freedoms that so many fought hard to secure, but for all those that are still long overdue.
Evers says he promised long ago that as governor, he would always fight to protect LGBTQ Wisconsinites with every tool and every power we have, and he says he'll never stop keeping that promise. Meanwhile, also this week, Momentum West Wisconsin will be holding their Housing Solutions Forum from 9 to 2 at the CVTC Energy Education Center. They note that housing is crucial in attracting and retaining talent in our region, and folks are invited from 9 to 2 this Tuesday for a series of interactive conversations focusing on innovative best practices, development ideas, and community updates from the region. Again, that's at the CVTC Energy Education Center starting this Tuesday at 9. The program starts at 9:30 and ends at 2. Lunch is included, $35 registration fee. Also, the Chippewa Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites the community to celebrate local agriculture at the 55th Annual Farmer Appreciation Dinner on June 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Angela Kapp, Programs and Partnership Director at the Chippewa Chamber, says this year marks the 55th year. We're celebrating farmers in Chippewa County for all they do. Kapp says this community dinner is a special way to say thank you to our farmers, but all are welcome to join in the celebration. She says providing meals and a family-friendly event is our way to honor those who contribute to the local food chain and the lasting impacts they have on our community and beyond. Kapp says we look forward to this year's milestone year and the rich history of agriculture in Chippewa County made possible by the support of more than 65 local businesses who helped bring this event to life. Attendees will enjoy a traditional farm-style chicken dinner on June 18th with all the fixings, including Wisconsin milk, cheese, ice cream, and root beer floats made with custard. The event also features live music by Six Figure Sunrise and children's activities to make it an evening for the entire family. Again, free tickets for farm families. Chippewa County farm families can receive up to 10 free tickets per farm. Tickets can be picked up at the chamber office up until June 17th. Community members can purchase tickets for $8 each at the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce office at 1 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls. The office hours 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can call 715-723-0331 or visit ChippewaChamber.org. That's ChippewaChamber.org. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Makers Market, in partnership with the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, announces the launch of Celebrate the 715, a new community event dedicated to showcasing locally owned small businesses, young entrepreneurs, and nonprofits throughout the 715 area code. Celebrating the 715 community celebration featuring local vendors, networking opportunities, live music, food, and family activities. June 21st, Saturday, June 21st from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Eau Claire County Expo Center. The event is open to the public with free admission, and it aims to provide a platform where small businesses can network, sell products and services, and foster business growth and collaboration within the community. Attendees will discover one-of-a-kind creations from local makers while supporting economic development in the region. Christy Adisek, the owner of the Wisconsin Makers Market, says, "We believe in the power of small businesses and their ability to drive economic growth and promote better communities." Adisek says, "Celebrate the 715 brings together entrepreneurs, families, and community members to shop, network, and celebrate local innovation." The June 21st event at the Eau Claire County Expo Center is free to attend and welcomes makers, small businesses, nonprofits, and young entrepreneurs to participate as vendors. And finally, the Christian Music Festival One Fest is around the corner, August 1st through the 3rd at the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Kadott. And the founder and executive director, Heather Fleshinsky, joined Caleb Swenson and me on Thursday's WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and WIB.com. Hey, less than 2 months now, Heather.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I always drop that on you, and they're like, don't remind me.
Yeah, it's like her eyes get bigger, and it's like, yes, I know that it's coming up. One Fest again last year, the new location at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadott, Heather. It was fantastic. Biggest One Fest ever in terms of attendance. And again, hoping, Lord willing, that more and more people will support you. Again, One Fest is a nonprofit, and we want to gather everyone together in the name of Jesus, and hoping that this year's One Fest is the biggest ever as more and more folks realize, hey, this is a fantastic way to spend 3 days in a summer weekend.
Yeah, we were working really hard to have a lot of variety and a lot of excitement for all the people that are attending, and definitely creating that community feel that we're all there as Christians worshiping together.
And you've got a couple of featured organizations this year.
Yes, we do. We have Hope Gospel Mission and Trinity Equestrian Center, and we really try to do some unique things with each of these featured organizations each year. And so we're really excited that this year Trinity is actually going to bring their horses on site.
No way.
Yeah. So they're going to have both their minis and their larger animals, and the larger ones will be showcased in the camping area, so building that camping community ideas and activities. And then the minis will be walking around in the fest grounds.
Nice. That is so cool.
Yeah.
When you say minis, I immediately think Lil Sebastian for my Parks and Rec fans out there, too. But what I love about featured organizations with One Fest is you are a nonprofit. And again, people can support you tax deductibly and you say, hey, we want to also give to other nonprofits in the area. And you always feature a couple every year saying, hey, these are worthy organizations. And I think sometimes there can be this competition where it's like, well, what if there's not enough for us if we help someone else? But instead saying the Lord will supply the needs for us and for all these organizations that we highlight.
Exactly. And we just want to make sure that people are aware of the good work that they're all doing in the communities that we're in. Hope Gospel Mission, they're well known, but yet there's still a great partnership there, and we can work together. And we're super excited to do a hygiene drive, actually, with them at
Wonderful.
The festival grounds.
Yeah, and Trinity, we've talked to Tony many times in the past, and they continue to expand in terms of their focus beyond veterans with the trauma, but dealing with those even in the EMTs and others, too. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with them. And then your flex seating, you guys continue to learn and grow as you go along. And so I think the flex seating, and then even also with this new venue, the reserved seating has been a big deal, too, right?
Right. So the flex seating is in the reserved seating area, but it gives you the flexibility to you buy the seat for the weekend, but you can have one person use the seat for one day and another person use it for another day. And that's something we added this year that requires a little bit more management on our end. So it's a little bit cost more, but it's not that much. And definitely, hopefully, that helps you out, because we heard that a bit from people that they were like, well, I can't make it the second day. So how can I share it with somebody?
Yeah, and again, I love that you guys are responsive, too, to festival goers and saying, how can we make this better each and every year? And one of the things that always makes One Fest possible is volunteers. Again, you are volunteer-led, volunteer-run, and for those who are saying, hey, whether it's regular or reserved or flex, I don't know that I can afford to go to One Fest. Man, volunteering is a great way to serve and to be able to get in at no charge.
Absolutely. All the hands and feet that we can get, it takes at least 300 to 350 people to make this happen between all the shifts that we have and all the different opportunities. Jobs for anybody. If you have a desire to help out, we'll find something for you to do.
I had not heard that number before, 300 to 350 mm-hmm. volunteers. So you've got openings. You could use some more.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
One-fest.com. Again, you can link up to their website from our website, wwib.com as well. But one-fest.com. And again, if you click on the right side over there, there's quick links and volunteers, the third one down. And so it's easy to get to, and that's how they can get in touch with you, Heather, and find out more about, hey, how can I slide in to help and serve at One Fest?
Mm-hmm. And just know that once you click on that and you're registering to volunteer, you are automatically going to be part of that schedule, and you're going to get your ticket in and free flowing from there.
Well, again, August 1st through the 3rd, it's less than 2 months away. We're looking forward to it. And I'm not going to say it can't get here soon enough, because you guys continue to have some work to do, but get your tickets, wib.com/OneFest, wib.com/OneFest. So many great artists, including Jordan Felee, is going to be there. Hope to see you there as well. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Heather Fleshinsky, the founder and executive director of One Fest, August 1st through the 3rd, the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Kadot for the second year. And what a lineup this year. Emerson Day gets it going at 1 on Friday, August 1st, followed by the Afters at 3. Jordan Felee, as I mentioned, at 5. Danny Gokey at 7 and We the Kingdom at 9. And then Saturday, back at it, Eli Gable at 1, Joseph Habedank at 3, Katie Nicole at 5, Big Daddy Weave at 7, and rounding it out, Torn Wells at 9, the Saturday headliner for One Fest. Go get your tickets, wib.com/OneFest, wib.com/OneFest. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.